Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Tiana Lawrence. She's one of the top blockchain experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy, author of Blockchain for Dummies, which is what most of us are with regard to blockchains, but she certainly isn't. Tiana, thanks again for being here. You know that I am convinced that blockchain is going to be a major platform. I think it's going to be an internet class disruptor going forward, maybe even transcending over the next 10 years, transcending the disruption that the internet created. I believe it's going to be, even if it's a variation on that, some 10 years from now, we'll be in the ninth generation of blockchain. Whatever that takes, I do believe that that's going to happen, because I do think that blockchain, the concept of blockchain, is going to allow us to place trust at the speed of light in the marketplace. So as we look at recovering from this pandemic and the shutdown, the global shutdown, what role do you think blockchain will play, and how will that change from the way it would have been had we not had this pandemic? What do you see out there?
We're having more than a pandemic. This is an economic crisis that the experts I like to listen to, like Ray Dalio, describe as a depression-esque. And so, you know, blockchain and cryptocurrencies that support them came out of the last recession. And so one of the fundamental needs that people have is just to have money, the ability to transact. And so I think that we're going to see more of that, because that need doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I've been looking for is areas where people are talking about digital cash and universal basic income, UBIs,
mm-hmm.
Because if everybody's at home not working, that doesn't mean that they don't have the need to buy groceries or pay rent. And what can we do to stem the further financial collapse? Because in 2008, we saw the real estate industry and all the other industries tied to it collapse because mortgages exceeded the payments that people were able to make on them,
Wall Street over securitized those assets as well. But go ahead, that was part of it too. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So I've just been looking to see, you know, what are the proposals that are coming out, and so I came across one last week called the Automatic Boost to Communities Act that Congressman Taleb from Michigan put out. And the top of it basically just talks about a UBI where that lasts only during the part of everyone having COVID and being stuck at home, and then being issued a debit card that has $2,000 loaded on it, and then $1,000 a month that is put on it every month that keeps people going while everyone's locked
at home. They've kind of done that, right? I mean, most everybody got a $1,200 check last week.
You know, I didn't get one.
Yeah, well, I know why. I know why you didn't get one, but I know why I didn't get one. But you know, a couple hundred million people did.
Yeah. So I think it's in continuance of that. And however long this takes to pass, because, you know, the doctors that I've talked to say that this pandemic is going to go for a long time, and that they they don't want to see people out until they have a vaccine, and we know that vaccines.
We cannot do that. I'm sorry, Tiana. That is, please.
Yep.
Please tell people when they say we won't return to normal till we have a vaccine. Please don't let people get away with that. That cannot happen. That part of it, and so you know the vaccine could take a year, could take a year and a half, and that would be at a racehorse speed. That'd be like, you know, at the speed of light. Most of these things take 10 years to come out. We still don't have a vaccine for the flu.
I don't think we ever will, because they keep on.
We may never have one for COVID either. or guess what? We may invent one for COVID-19, but we won't have one for COVID-21. Right?
Yeah.
But what will blockchain? How will blockchain help this?
Well, you know, blockchain can be many different things, and so it could be anything from: are we getting the right kind of mask? There's been a lot of fraud around mm-hmm. the test kits and around masks. And so how can we authenticate whether or not...
That's it.
Who created those devices? When were they created? Where were they created?
The supply chain tracking, right? The authentication and accuracy of the supply chain, right?
Yes, exactly. The other part would be through e-currencies or digital currencies. How do you monitor the flow of this of money mm-hmm. while still giving people the privacy that we all are entitled to?
That'll be the trick, Tiana. When we trade safety and security for liberty, that'll be the trick. How do we do that? How do we help people without impinging on their liberty? That'll be the key, and I think blockchain could help with that. Tintail, more to come after the break with our good friend Tiana Lawrence. She's the author of Blockchain for Dummies.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.